Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I don't know, something about delivering a baby or something. That might make him feel better. Jeez. Or just text him. I have tough friends, though. Like, there was the text grand. My buddy Brian DeLauder was over there with him in the hospital when he went into the hospital. And so there's this big text grand about, like, I wonder what it is kind of thing. And there were some really obnoxious ideas.
Meanwhile, he's all laid up in so much pain in the hospital yes. bed. And his buddies are like,
just killing him. So DeLauder takes a selfie with Blake in the bed. He's in excruciating pain, like laid up.
That's just wrong.
And DeLauder's like just smiling.
All I'm like, going to say, please karma. Never. Karma. Yeah,
exactly. Please never let that clown anywhere near my hospital room. it's ridiculous. But congratulations on passing the stone there, big man. Jason Swain, former Tennessee wide receiver with us now.
I'm sure Swain is so excited to be coming in on this conversation.
Yeah, you ever had kidney stone, Swain?
Absolutely not. I've only heard about it, and I'm just praying I don't get him.
Yeah, I mean, I heard vinegar. Like, if you do a spoonful of vinegar every day, that wards off the kidney stone.
If I didn't get it in the last 2 or 3 years of Tennessee football, I think I'm good.
I got you. So, hey, we've talked with you about this kid, Brandon Kennedy, an offensive lineman, interior guy, guard center type dude, transferring from Alabama to Tennessee. So Tennessee beats out Auburn. That comes down today, that news from VolQuest.com. He'll have 2 years of eligibility. Kennedy, Swain, rated by 24/7 Sports as a four-star player coming out of high school, number 19 offensive guard in the country, 6'3", 301. What do you think?
I'm excited. I mean, I feel like we've been waiting on, you know, Brandon Kennedy to be evolved for weeks and weeks and weeks now. You know, SEC finally passed a rule to allow grad transfer to transfer inside the conference, and we knew the connection that Brandon had with a lot of these coaches here on our staff that came from Alabama. So it was only a matter of time. I mean, it felt like forever waiting for him to come, but now they're just finally here. I mean, Tennessee got themselves a really good, really, really good player. I mean, the only reason he didn't play at Alabama because he was behind an All-American. So Tennessee gets themselves a player, possibly a starter for the next 2 years. And then with Trey Smith coming back, you have a chance to really have a strong interior offensive line. And the teams that are built to win in the SEC are teams that are built from the inside out. So you start there with Brandon Kennedy, and then you work yourself out with Trey Smith, who's probably one of the best offensive linemen in the country. There's no probably about it. He is one of the best offensive linemen in the country. The only probably is if he's the best one in the country. But with those two anchoring the interior of the offensive line, this offense has a chance to quickly turn its identity around from being a passive team to now being maybe a downhill running football team that's going to smack people in the mouth.
You mentioned Trey Smith. What do you hear about how he's doing? I know it's right now optimistic.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. Very optimistic, and that he's going to be in good shape for football. And you know, Tennessee was taking it very careful with Trey, and taking every precautionary measure they could to make sure that Trey would be 100% for the football season, because we kind of know what he's going to bring to the table. You don't need to put him through any test or see if he's going to, you know, prove to the coaches he's a valuable player in the SEC with the spring and the summer. I think we kind of know that. We just got to make sure that he's 100% healthy, because at the end of the day, his life and his well-being is more important than the game of football.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about that. So you start talking about the offensive line, and you mentioned Brandon Kennedy goes from buried on the depth chart at Alabama to probably starting at Tennessee. I think that's safe to say. Jahir Johnson, waiting to see, you know, what kind of player he is at JUCO transfer up front. Drew Richmond, Ryan Johnson, Trey Smith. I mean, they got a chance to, at least from a starting position situation, be pretty good up front, maybe.
No, absolutely, and that's what it's going to take for this team to surprise people and kind of beat the odds. I remember the basketball team people thought they were going to be 13th in the SEC. That's where they were preseason ranked. And I saw where Tennessee was kind of preseason ranked to be 12th, 13th in the SEC. And so I'm pretty sure these guys are very, very motivated. But to kind of beat the critics and beat the predictions, they're going to have to be really good up front and give Guarantano or Taylor Chris plenty of time to make decisions down the football field and be able to run the football to keep teams off balance.
Swain, you played under some different rules, different transfer rules than the ones that were just put in place. Curious to get your thoughts on, you just tell the coach, hey, I'm leaving, man.
I like that. I mean, these kids, they already have a mom and a dad. They don't need to be asking permission from their coach if they want to leave. If they want to leave, then go. You don't need permission from a coach to leave. And then for their coach to tell you, hey, you can't even transfer to a different school and a different conference that may be a little close, I think it's ridiculous. So I'm glad that these kids have an opportunity. If it's not working out, if they work hard, they've done everything they're supposed to do, and they just can't get it done, why not get a fresh start somewhere else? And I'm glad that a coach can't tell a player where to go.
Think about the new redshirt rules. You know, I can play four games now, no problem. Think about all the red shirts historically that have been burned over time where a guy had to play, you know, two, three, four games. This is a great thing, I think, for players' rights and for their careers, as well as it can help teams.
I mean, it just makes you kind of sick to your stomach when you see your player that only played 10, 15 snaps in a season,
yep,
and they're now true sophomores.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, in the blink of an eye, they're seniors and their career is over. And I'm glad I like this rule a lot because some guys are just not ready to play. You know, they play against the little schools, the small schools to start the season. And then by the time you play a conference game, you realize that this kid is not ready for big-time football, but it's already too late. He's already burned his red shirt. So this gives teams the opportunity to see, okay, let's play in the first, second, third game. And by the time you get to Florida, maybe – and you get in there and you get yourself thrown out the club, hit the line of scrimmage, you realize, okay, this guy needs a lot of work. Let's go ahead and sit him down and allow him to redshirt, get stronger. And then he comes back the following year as a redshirt freshman. So I like this rule. It seems like the NCAA is starting to adopt some common sense, which they haven't in a very long time.
An NCAA rule that 100% of people agree with is a good idea. That's amazing.
It's just common sense. It's just common sense. So, they're trying. They're trying. Still a long ways to go, but this is certainly good for the players. And the players deserve a lot more freedom and a lot more choices because they are the ones putting in the work and putting their bodies on the line each and every day. You know, it's so sad when you look up and you see what happened at Maryland with that player.
Wow, yeah,
I mean, these kids are risking their bodies. And the least you can do is reward them by giving them more choices.
Former Tennessee wide receiver Jason Swain joins us every Thursday at 5:15. Swain, good to talk with you, man. Appreciate you.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you so much.
All right. At Swain Event on Twitter, swainevent.com. When we come back, NFL Week 1 odds from 5 dimes. We'll roll through every NFL game on that Week 1 schedule. Who's favored, we'll tell you. Who's playing, we'll tell you. All of that coming up next. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
It's a lot of things we love about Xfinity in our house. We love Xfinity Wi-Fi. Not only is it great service, it just makes things easier. I'm talking about, you know, entire home Wi-Fi, every room. You can stream any room, any device. You got plenty of power. Streaming on multiple devices at once. Obviously, we're doing a lot of that in our house with kids, different people, different phones. You got troubleshooting issues. It's easier if you need to do that. It's easy to do. You can... Parents, you can know who's online. You can see who's the most active. You even have the ability to set parental controls, bedtime schedules, dinner time, right? You want everything off, you can just make it go off. You got two different Wi-Fi networks, one for you, one for your guests. Think about that. You don't have to give everybody your password. They got their own network. Great stuff. We love it. You need to check it out for yourself. You can get started. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com. Or drop into an Xfinity store today and ask for more details about Xfinity Wi-Fi, you and your home.